continuing to be this way, and he'll always be this way. Eternity without end. Wow. But everything around us will change. He just won't. Viruses and pandemics will come and go, but he won't. The end of the world will come, but he won't change. His promises in the Bible will not change. As long as we keep our eyes on our changing world, then we're going to be tossed about. And that really is what I wanted to talk about today, is the fact that we need to get our eyes off our shoelaces and where we're at and where we're going. And we need to get our eyes up on Jesus, because he's unchanging. And what happens down here, that's just temporary. Really doesn't matter, because what matters is him. We need to get our eyes up. We got our eyes in the wrong places when we're worried about COVID and viruses. And you know, before COVID, you know what? People were dying of the flu. Did you know that? You didn't hear much about that. Every year, I get a flu shot, and I also get a pneumonia shot, because people die of both of those. And they think I'm at risk because I'm old. Does this look old?
No.
No. But they still shoot me up. But now we got this pandemic, we got the virus, and now everybody's worried about people dying of COVID, and it's something to worry about. I know people that have died. I know people that have been sick. But that's not what it's about, is it? Because my Redeemer lives.
Amen.
My healer lives. And as Job said, even if I'm slain, I'm going to trust you. Because that's where we can put our trust. The times and the seasons will change, but he won't. In fact, a favorite scripture, in fact, it's a favorite song, is found in Ecclesiastes. And it says, there is a time for everything and a season for every activity under heaven. Now, some of you may have sang this song, you've probably read this scripture, but as I read this, will you think about that within the terms of what we're going through today with all the changes? Would you think about this scripture in terms of the unchanging God that we can trust? It said, there's a time for everything and a season for every activity under heaven. A time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to uproot. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to tear down and a time to build. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. That was a dance. A time to scatter stones and a time to gather them. A time to embrace and a time to refrain. A time to search and a time to give up. A time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to tear and a time to mend. A time to be silent and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. Do you believe that this morning? There's a time, there's seasons. Do you know who's in charge of the seasons? But you also realize that God's given us free will, and we can make of the seasons and the things the way we want to make of them. And God is so big and he's so incredible that he can look at you and say, hey, you want to have a bad 2022? Okay. You could do that. But he's also up there saying, but if you'd like to have a great 2022, if you'd like to be full of victory, if you'd like to be full of joy unspeakable, no matter what's going on around you, then you just need to put your trust in an unchanging God. You need to listen to me and obey me. It's our choice. You see, God understands that there are seasons to our life. I'm entering a new season of my life. I'm starting to slow down a little bit. work a little less. And I believe that God spoke to me several months ago and said, Dave, this new season of your life is your contemplative season. It's time for you to spend more time praying and reading the scriptures and reading books and things and just contemplating me, just being slow and allowing things to go through your life. I told my wife that, and she goes, well, you've always been slow. And I said, no, that's not the slow he's talking about. So I'm entering a new season of my life, not just a new year, but a new season. But none of this is a surprise to God. You see, he's got it all, and he has us. He's got us. But my life and your life is going to change, and there's going to be great changes in 2022. And some will seem good, and some will seem bad. As I said before, Liberty Church is going to change. And for some, this will be good, and some it'll be bad. But for God, it'll all be good, because he doesn't change. I am hearing God say, get your eyes off the changes and get your eyes on the one who doesn't change. You get that this morning? Did you believe me? Does that seem to make sense? Does it follow in your own spirit? Does it follow with what you read in the Word of God? That we should get our eyes off all of this stuff and get our eyes on Jesus? Because he is the author and the perfecter of our faith. He's the one that will take us and lead us and do the things that need to be done in spite of whatever the enemy's doing. The one thing we can know about 2022 is 2022 is about change. I think everybody's expecting that. Nobody's quite sure what's going to happen. All these political parties, they're all talking about the big change. They're going to take over everything. And others are saying, no, we're going to change it. We're going to take over more. And we're going to do this. We're going to do that. And they're all fighting amongst each other. And none of them really acknowledge the fact that, no, God's in charge. You can do whatever you want to do. God's in charge. We talk about how the world was turned upside down in 2020 with COVID. And yes, everything changed. Now, I remember the end of 2020, and we were standing here at about the same time in 2021. And everybody was saying goodbye to 2020, and we're going to have a great 2021. Right? It's going to be different this year, this last year. Because it was 2021, and COVID was behind us in the rearview mirror. Can you say Delta variant? Anybody pronounce Omicron? It doesn't seem to end. Mask mandates, quarantines. But it's all right. You only have to quarantine 5 days now. I heard somebody ask the question on the news this morning, well, if we only have to quarantine 5 days now, why were we quarantined for 10 days in the last 2 years? Did the science change? No, just everything has to change. I don't think any of it makes sense. And don't hear me wrong, I don't really care what you believe about the virus. I believe the virus is real. I believe people get sick. I believe that people need to be protected. But I also believe that people should make their decisions as God directs them. We watched the last 2 years as our church world was turned upside down. Who ever would have thought that the United States of America would tell churches they had to close down and they could not sing, they could not worship, they could not gather? Was that ever in any of your imagination? Now, some of you have been around longer than I have. And I won't point anybody out, Kenny and Don. Kathy, but did you ever imagine that we would shut down churches? We've seen change. We've seen things that are beyond our imagination. We've entered a new time where church attendance is down by at least 30% in almost all the churches. And we've talked about this before. I've seen churches that used to be 1,900 people, and they're now down to 200 people. 1,200 down to 400. 700 down to 200. And our world has changed where people aren't going to church like they were. So what does our new normal look like? Because everybody talks about our new normal. What's our new normal? Are we going to enter our new normal in 2022? Well, can I give you what I believe is the truth about our new normal? Because I know how to explain our new normal. Do you know what our new normal is? Change. That's our new normal. Whatever we did yesterday, it's not going to happen today. Whatever we did last month, it's going to change this month. I believe change is our new normal. You say, well, Pastor, why do you think that? Well, I think that because I believe the Lord spoke that to me, but I also think that because I read the Bible. Any of you read the last book of the Bible? Is the last book of the Bible about change? Well, the last book of the Bible is about Jesus Christ, but it's about the change of things that are going to happen. Matthew 24 is about change. Things are going to change. And we're in those last days where things are going to change and change and change and change. And I believe that our new normal is that we don't know what tomorrow's going to look like. But you know what I do know? I do know what he looks like. Because he doesn't change. Because he's the old normal. He's the new normal. And he's the forever normal. And I can trust him. Ecclesiastes says that there are times and seasons for everything. This isn't the first time the world's had a pandemic. Did you know that? We've had pandemics before. Guess what? Matthew 24 says that in the last days, Revelation says in the last days that there's going to be pandemics, viruses, sickness, things going to happen. This isn't the first time, it's not the last time. But in Christ, I think this is a preparatory time. How many of you are sharpening yourselves, getting ready for whatever the enemy can throw? Because if you want to be ready for the change that's coming, it's really simple. Get your eyes off your shoelaces, get your eyes in the sky, get your eyes on Jesus. Because then you can throw at me whatever you want to throw at me. Because I'm grounded in him. I was praying about 2022. Stephanie and I always go to prayer near the end of the year and begin to ask the Lord for a word for the new year, something that we can hold on to for the whole year. And I go through the Bible, look for scriptures, look for something that the Lord's speaking to me. And he woke me up from a dream. And I was laying there, the Lord gave me a word. And I said, Lord, that's not really a word for prophetically where we're going to go and do this year. And he said, that's the word. And you know what that word was? Change. And so we had to begin to embrace the fact that God was telling us that our word for this next year is change. Be ready for change. And then he gave me a scripture all in the same time. It was about 3 o'clock in the morning. He gave me a scripture. And you know what that scripture was? I am the same yesterday, today, and forever. He gave me change and the unchangeable one all in the same time. And as I was praying for Stephanie and I felt that the Lord spoke to me and said that Liberty Church's word for the future is change. We need to embrace change. We need to embrace what God's doing here. We need to embrace the things that he's going to do. And we need to get excited that God is on the move. Do you believe that? The world will try to throw us curveballs. The enemy will come against us. But it doesn't matter. We have Jesus. I was listening to Wise talk this morning and some of the others, Susan, and I guess Utah did really well in the Rose Bowl until they didn't. Everything changed. And gladness turned to sadness, at least for Utes. Things change. The world's not going to let us get away with everything our own way. Satan's going to throw a curveball at everything that we do. The word for today is change. The word for 2022 for me is change. Remember, we live in a world that can easily mold us or conform us into its image. We're not to have fear. Perfect love casts out all fear, but I see a lot of Christians running around scared to death and very fearful about COVID. Well, I'm here to tell you, COVID may get you and you may die from it. I mean, I hate to say it, but that's nothing to fear. Because we have Jesus. And he's promised us, no matter what happens in this flesh, that we're going to spend eternity with him. Do you believe that? And we can't let the world conform us with its fear, with its pressures, with its sensuality, with all the things that happen around us. We cannot be molded into its image. Romans says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. The only way to keep the world from conforming us to its image is to renew our minds in Christ. We need to be in him constantly. That's where I say, get your eyes off your shoelaces, get your eyes into heaven. We have to keep our eyes on God at all times. We must become a people of prayer. Do you believe that? How many of you love to get on your knees and pray? Some. How many of you find it hard? It takes practice, doesn't it? We must become a people of prayer. The Word, reading the Word, reading the Bible, and we just fellowship with his body. I think those are three things that will keep us from conforming to the world, because it helps us renew our minds. We need to be in the Word every day, letting his Word infiltrate us. We need to be in prayer, speaking petitions, but also letting him speak to us. And then we need to be in fellowship, iron sharpening iron, confessing your faults one to another, praying for one another so that you can be healed. Those three things will keep us from being conformed in the world. We'll keep our minds to be renewed. When the world falls to pieces around us, when life gets really complicated, we can trust God. My life scripture that's seen me through so many things. And some of you know my story, others of you don't. But I didn't have a really good growing up. There were lots of issues and things, but Lord gave me a scripture when I was a young boy. And it's got me through my life all the way up to today, and I think it'll be this last scripture I think of when I die. It says, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. Amen. Let me just tell you, I believe that with my whole heart. I am absolutely, totally persuaded. Nobody could change my mind. I know whom I believe in. And I am persuaded he's going to take what I've committed. What have I committed to him? My life. Everything that I have. I've committed my life to him. And he is going to keep that against that day. What day? It doesn't matter what day. today, tomorrow, the end times, when Jesus comes back, whatever it is, he's going to keep me, and I am absolutely persuaded of that. And my question to you this morning is, are you persuaded? Because if you are, praise God. Keep being swayed. And if you're not, let's get persuaded. Let's get to know who he is by the renewing of our minds. He's going to keep us against every change the world can throw at us. Right before our scripture in Hebrews, that he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hebrews says, keep your lives free from the love of money. Well, that's a hard one because everybody needs to earn money. But there's a difference between working and trying to be able to make a living so you can sustain yourself as God directs you. And there's another of loving money that you want to have more, 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 more. Keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have, because God said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. Amen. Now, is that just for that day when he wrote that? Was it just for the Old Testament saints or the New Testament saints?
No.
No, see, he doesn't change. This God that doesn't change says, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. Continues and says, so we will say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? Now, I want you to take that last part and I want you to fill in the blanks. What can COVID do to me? What can my bills do to me? What can the IRS do to me? What can a bully do to me? Because I trust the Lord. He's my help. You see, in our changing world, the Lord is our helper. We do not need to be afraid. Can you say that to somebody? You don't need to be afraid. So you know what I say? I say, bring on the change. My God will not change, and he has got me. I'm persuaded. I'm confident. Are you?
Yes.
Liberty Church, things are going to change. God has us, and he has us in control. Let's watch this video.
It's a new year, filled with new unknowns. We're coming off yet another season of uncertainty. A year, if we're honest, filled lots of us with fear. We've allowed our eyes to drift and wander. So God, as we head into this year, fill our eyes with wonder. May we focus on the things that you care about, not on our shoelaces. Remind us of Hebrews 13:6. The Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? So with Jesus interceding for us, what can come against us? When his joy comes new every morning, what is left for sadness to claim? If nothing can separate us from your love, then what room does hatred have to take hold? When you make known to us the path of life, how can we ever lose our way? If you uphold us with your righteous right hand, how can we be afraid of falling? God, we commit to lay our plans at your feet once again, for you know the plans you have for us. So as we go into this new year, we will focus on you, God, because what can man or our careers, our schools, our families, our thoughts, our doubts, our fears, our insecurities. What can any of these things do to us? Nothing. Because our trust, our faith, and our hope are in you, God.
I finished up my sermon and I was looking at some videos and I found that and I thought, I really don't have to preach my sermon. They said it all. As we talked about, I believe that we need to fall ever so much more in love with Jesus in 2022. Do you want to fall more in love with Jesus? And in keeping with that, we will be calling our church to times of prayer. You heard Don Dickey talk about today that January 10th through the 30th, we're going to have 21 days of fasting and prayer. And I know that intimidates a lot of people where they think that, well, how am I going to pray for that many days? It's just a matter of deciding that you're going to have certain times of prayer. You're going to set aside certain times of prayer. I hope certain times more than what you already do pray. But maybe during that time, you'll build a habit and begin to pray more. And then fasting, I think all of us could go that long without food, right? And the Bible talks about fasting and fasting about food and all that. But for us, it's also about fasting other things. How about fasting social media? What if you can't? What if you could only fast social media one day a week? I believe that if you're listening to God, you can honor Him with whatever it is that He shows you. Maybe it's TV or reading. Maybe you need to fast your kids. Find somebody to take them for 20-something days. Whatever it is, I believe the Lord is calling the Foursquare, but in particular this church, to a season of fasting and prayer. If you're not quite sure how to pray, grab hold of somebody, one of the pastors, grab hold of Don and ask him. I'm sure he'll be willing to sit down with you and give you some instructions on how to pray. You realize that praying is not just me saying, oh Lord, pay my bills, my car's not running right, fix my car, fix my neighbor, fix my wife. I think the best part of prayer is listening to God. I love to open my Bible and just begin to read and listen to God, and then all of a sudden, I hear Him talking to me through a scripture. And I'll know that that scripture is from God because He quickens it inside of us. But prayer this year needs to be the hallmark of who we are as a people.